My guest this time is Stephen Moore. He is a distinguished visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He's also the senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks. And for the next few minutes, we want to get his insights on the year in review 2015 for the economy. And Steve, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, great to be with you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. Let's start with the most recent fiscal issue, and that was the major omnibus bill that passed the House and Senate quite easily. A lot of consternation among conservatives about liberal priorities that got funded, including the busting of the budget caps. Others say there are important national security provisions in there and potential economic windfalls like lifting the ban on oil exports that had been in place for a number of decades. So what's your overall assessment?
My assessment is that it was a betrayal. The Republicans won the Congress, they won the House, and won the Senate, promising voters that they would get control of the budget, that they would be fiscally responsible, that they would help balance the budget, and that they believed in limited government. We got none of that. This was a huge, huge win for Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Barack Obama. They got all of their social programs and their climate change agenda, the green energy stuff, the Planned Parenthood, all of that stuff was funded. They laughed all the way to the bank, and it was a very one-sided deal, very much in favor of the liberals, and I think shame on Republicans who control the purse strings for agreeing to something that busts our budget at a time when we have an $18.5 trillion national debt.
Why do you think they did it?
I think they were terrified of a government shutdown, so they negotiated very poorly. They told Barack Obama, in effect, please, President Obama, don't shut down the government. We'll give you anything that you want. You can spend whatever you want. Just don't shut down the government and make us look bad. And of course, Obama then walked all over them, got all. By the way, all of his executive actions that he's taken on immigration, sanctuary cities, on health care, on labor issues, and I could go down the line, all these things Republicans have been complaining about, quite rightly, about, you know, Obama being an imperial president and walking over the Congress. Now Congress turns around and funds all that stuff. So I'm very disgusted. And by the way, I believe that most conservatives around the country are infuriated by this. And I wouldn't be surprised if a whole gang of these 150 Republicans in the House who voted for this get thrown out of office in November.
Well, certainly be watching that as well as how they tackled different issues in 2016. Mitch McConnell called, even after the omnibus bill, a success, proving Republicans can get things done. He pointed to the highway bill and the reworking of No Child Left Behind, and he said his goals in 2016 are to pass 12 appropriations bills. What do you make of that assessment?
Well, you know, I am a Cubs fan, okay? So I've been hearing all my life, wait until next year, right? That's been the story of my life as a Cubs fan. Next year, we're going to go to the World Series. And now I'm hearing the same thing for the last 20 years from the Republicans. Next year, we're going to get the budget under control. Next year, we're going to go back to regular order. Next year, we're going to balance the budget. Excuse me if I'm not too persuaded by that after all these years. If they were going to be, you know, so fiscally conscientious, why didn't they do that this year rather than next year? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot blame this terrible budget on Barack Obama or Nancy Pelosi. Republicans control the House and the Senate.
Steve, another issue that a lot of folks thought was going to happen in 2015, a lot of folks talked about happening in 2015, but nothing really did, was tax reform. It's an issue that's very near and dear to your heart. A lot of the different presidential candidates have plans to do so, and we're not likely, certainly based on what Mitch McConnell was saying, to see any major attempt to address that in the coming year. What do you make of the failure to address that, and what would you like to see from Congress, even in an election year?
Well, first of all, we got to fix our business tax system. You know, we have major companies. We have Burger King. We have Medtronics. We now have Pfizer. And I don't know if you saw the comments this week from one of the directors of Apple, one of our greatest companies, and I think the biggest company in the world, now saying, you know, that the corporate tax is so bad they have to move operations offshore. We've got to do something about this now. This is an urgent problem. I mean, the alarm should be going off. We have to cut our corporate tax rate from 35% down to 20 or 15 or lower. We've got to make the tax system simpler. We've got to cut our capital gains and dividend tax on investment. And we have to do it to make America more competitive and create jobs. And I'm disgusted insisted that it's taken so long to do this. It's not going to happen while Barack Obama is president. Unfortunately, Hillary Clinton is basically campaigning as an income redistributor, not someone who wants to create growth, but someone who wants to run on class division. So I'm very disgusted by the whole turn of events because, ladies and gentlemen, we're not going to have any Fortune 500 companies left in the United States. They're going to go to Canada. They're going to go to China. They're going to go to India. They're going to go to Mexico. They're not going to be in the United States if we have the highest tax rate in the world. It's that simple.
Steve, I know you've been involved in helping to craft the tax proposals of a number of different candidates, and economists you're very close to have done so as well. So the last time we talked, you declined to endorse a particular candidate either overall or for their tax plan. As we get closer now to some of the votes being cast, has anyone risen to the top for you?
You know, first of all, I have worked with the good news on the tax reform story is that virtually all of the Republican candidates, and I've worked with a lot of them, Freedom Works has worked with them, my friend Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow have put these plans together. They're all very good. They flatten out the rates. I did Rand Paul's plan. It's a great plan, 15% flat rate tax. You just pay 15% and you're done. That's the right direction to go. Now, in terms of which candidate I support, I think I like the vast majority of conservatives. I still haven't really made up my mind right now. Obviously, Donald Trump is almost literally and figuratively the 300-pound gorilla in the room. Everyone keeps saying he's going to go away, but he's not going away. He's still, in a big, towering first-place position. And I don't agree with Donald Trump on a lot of issues, but I have to say this. The thing I love about him is that all my liberal friends hate him.
On to one more issue before we let you go is an issue that was about 9 years in the offing and finally changed this past month here in December, and that is the raising of interest rates from the Fed, and it looks like it's going to happen quarter by quarter next year. At least that's the projection. What do you make of the decision, and what's the impact on the economy?
You know, it's overrated, I mean, in terms of how much these interest rate changes affect the economy, and they affect the economy a little bit, but, look, there's not a lot of inflation out there. There's some inflation, but not a lot, and our interest rates are as low as they've been in 50 years. So the point I'm making is that the problem with our economy right now is not our monetary policy. The problem with our economy is the tax system that we just talked about. It's the regulatory chokehold on our businesses. It's Obamacare. It's the fact that we don't have someone in the White House who is pro-business, who wants our businesses to succeed. We have to deal with those things. We have to have a pro-America energy policy. We have to have a new tax system that's competitive. We've got to fix our health care system in a way to use free enterprise. If we do those things, it's not going to happen next year, but if we do it in 2017 with a new president, I think this economy can really soar. I think we could see enormous growth in the economy because the American companies are the best companies in the world today.
Steve, we'll leave it there. Again, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
You too. Have a great one. Take care.
Steve Moore is senior economic contributor at FreedomWorks. He's also a distinguished visiting fellow at the Heritage Foundation. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.